sloppy. This is a love attack. I know when our body's back. It's just like any fat. It retracts before and back. And just like that.
Good Thursday morning. You are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you so much for tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have a wonderful show for you today. We have some amazing experts. We are going to hear from the UWF Alumni Foundation this morning. We are privileged to have the president of UWF, Martha Sanders, and the director of the president's office, Anna Marie Mixon, with us this morning. I'm so excited to have them. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well,
so good to have you. Yes, so we're going to talk about Founders Week this week. So we have a lot to discuss about that. I actually didn't know about Founders Week, so I was super excited to hear about that this morning. I looked it up, and I have to say that I've been to the UWF campus, and it is beautiful. Beautiful. Tons of walking trails, riding trails. So tell us all about that. Like, what is going on with Founders Week and what we can expect? If you want to join in the conversation, you are welcome to call or text 850-437-1620. So let's talk about Founders Week and what we can expect with that.
All right. Well, this is Martha, and this community is going to be seeing a lot of blue and green over the next week because those are our school colors, and we're going to be flying them proudly. Founders Week is something we started celebrating when we hit our 50th anniversary, and it's a time for the university and the university community to really reflect on what the university does for the community and the state and the region and the body of knowledge, and how much we've grown and how much we can contribute. But more importantly, it is just a time for us to really stop, be proud of ourselves, enjoy beautiful spring weather, enjoy our beautiful campuses, and have a week-long party.
I'm excited. And there's so many people here that support UWF. There's so many alumni here, and I know that we're super excited about this. And I love that. I actually went to college there for a little while.
Wonderful. You know you can come back.
Yes. I can always come to visit. That's great. And so you said this is a week-long event. And so is it day by day? So Monday, when does it start?
Sure. Well, I'll let Anna Marie give
Perfect.
You the briefing there.
Yes. So we start with our events on Saturday, April the 15th. And this is a community-wide event, so everyone is invited. We want you to come out. It's called the UWF Day of Play, and bring your family. We just have a great time of fun and activities outside. We start at noon, so from noon to 3, we celebrate Day of Play at our UWF softball and baseball fields. We're going to have yard games, tie-dye shirt stations, shaved ice, all kinds of vendor booths.
Yes,
something.
And I'm trying to tell you, Jen and I were talking about this. Shaved ice will get the children there.
Yes, yes.
And the president.
Yes.
Yes. We have bounce houses. We also are going to have a new initiative called Little Free Libraries.
Okay.
That's something our staff lead project is doing. So you can bring a book and take a book.
Oh, I love that.
To really promote reading and early childhood reading. So that, again, is noon to 3, and that is free to everyone in the community. And then you also get to stay and enjoy our softball and baseball games beginning at 1. It's all right there in the same complex. So we would love to have you come out for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it. And then just like Dr. Saunders said, on Monday the 17th, we have Paint UWF Blue and Green. So you'll see us all over town, really, our downtown campus, our campus over in Fort Walton. But we're bringing out the blue and green. So if you're an alumni or if you're just an Argo fan, I want to encourage you, wear your blue and green on
Absolutely.
Monday. Take a picture, post it on social media, hashtag UWF Founders Week. We would love to see it. Tag our socials. And then we have a lot of service projects. So we do across all of our campuses, UWF campus and our Emerald Coast campus. We are really focusing on food drives this year. And this really helps support our students who might have some food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to really bolster our on-campus pantries.
That's wonderful. And you know, it's college students these days, they struggle. I mean, we're all struggling, but you can imagine a college student who maybe doesn't have a lot of income right now. They're struggling in college. That's amazing that we can support them in our community and make them feel loved. Even if they're not from here, you know, just pouring love into them, saying, hey, we're here for you. I know you, maybe you're far from home today, but we got you. So that's really awesome.
Sometimes a can of good soup makes a big difference.
Yes.
In how
if it's
well
not ramen,
prepared for
and
exams.
We can get some. Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we will have several days that we are collecting canned foods. So on Tuesday the 18th at our Emerald Coast campus in Fort Walton Beach, Wednesday the 19th in our UWF campus at 12:30 in parking lot H, and then also on Thursday the 20th by our UWF Commons patio, we're doing what we're calling an Argo Pantry food fight.
Okay.
So for all of you UWF folks listening, staff, faculty, students, and we'll invite the community right into this, we're going to see who can get the most, staff, students, or faculty. So it's kind
okay.
of a big food fight.
That's so fun.
Bring your canned foods. And so those are a lot of our kind of service-related projects.
And it is kind of a cutthroat competition.
Very much.
That.
You might just want to bring a chair and watch the show, right?
Absolutely.
And we're handing out free popcorn at that event, so that'll be a
nice free popcorn. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. I love that.
Yep. And then I know I jumped around a little bit, so please visit our website, uwf.edu Founders mm-hmm. Week. Our amazing alumni, so shout out UWF alumni, they do a service project in the community, and this year they are going to be serving Feeding the Gulf Coast, doing a project down there on April the 18th, and then they do a beach cleanup that same day just in the afternoon. So alumni, if you want to get involved in that, please contact our Alumni Association. They'd love to have you out. And then the last two things I want to highlight, because it is a full week,
yes.
We have our UWF Day of Giving. I'll let Dr. Saunders talk a little bit about the importance of this day for us.
Well, this is an opportunity, and of course we make everything a competition because that's who we are. but this is an opportunity for people to donate to the university to a variety of parts of the university that may interest them. It might be athletics, it might be certain departments, it might be just general support. But what is kind of cool about this is if you donate $30, you get a pair of our exclusive UWF socks.
Oh.
Now, the design changes every year depending on one factor. There is a competition we call the Battle of the Decades. And so if the 60s and 70s alums went raised the most money, then the design is going to be 70 theme. If the 80s raised the most, then the design is going to reflect their era. And so this has really gotten highly competitive. And last year, I'm so pleased, the 60s and 70s won. Our first graduating class was 68, so we lumped them together. And so you've got this really groovy, socks.
I love it. And then you can just support whichever era you want.
And you should.
I mean, like, if you're like, I want 90s to win, you know.
And we're also trying to get every state in the union, because we have alums all over the world, and so we want every state represented as well. And so, and you don't even have to be an alum. We're more than happy to accept your donation.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be, lots
that's
of fun.
It's going to be excited, yes.
And it does get rather competitive.
Yes, and that,
we all love competitive fun, especially if it's raising money for a good cause.
It always.
Absolutely. That is April the 20th, but our Day of Giving website is already up. You are welcome to make your donation now if you'd like, and that's dayofgiving.uwf.edu. And again, there's a variety of funds that you can donate to, and it really makes a huge impact on our students. And then the last event that I'll talk about, again, is Thursday the 20th. And this is a great way to find out what our students are doing, and that's what we're here for. You know, we are trying to teach these kids to get out into the world and do great things. Right. We want world changers coming out of UWF. And so we have the Office of Undergrad Research Scholars Symposium. So they showcase their research, and this is a big deal for them because they've put in time and effort, and this is probably the first time that they're presenting it in a really public format. So we would love to have you come out to the UWF Conference Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday, April the 20th, and see what our students are doing, you know, what your community, what your local community university is doing, and it is great stuff. So
these undergraduate research projects also distinguish our graduates at the hiring table, mm-hmm. because they've actually done something. They bring in tangible evidence of what they have learned to do and can show prospective employers what they're capable of. So this is a real important aspect. We call it high impact practices at mm-hmm. the university, but this is one of our finest high impact practices, real hands-on learning that has an end product that they can show.
That's amazing. And it's great that the college has people, leadership that wants to instill in these students community, giving back. How can you grow as, you know, a character, you know, moving forward? And so I think it's great that you show we can give back, you know, give them opportunities to show what they're doing in the community. So that's amazing. You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. We have our experts, Miss Martha Sanders, president of UWF, and Anna Marie Mixon, who is the director president office. We would love for you to join this conversation. If you have any questions, if you missed something, a day, a time, or you want to know more about what they're doing this week, Founders Week, there's so much going on. You do not want to miss out. The phone number is 850-437-1620. I love that you have every day for somebody too. Like, you have family day, then you have for the students, you have for the community, giving back and cleaning up. So that's great. So we have lots of days we're talking about here today. We had UWF Day of Play, April the 15th. So bring your family. They're going to have tie-dye. I know I have an 8-year-old, so tie-dye, snow cones, goodness, creation stations. I mean, you can do all vendor booths, baseball and softball games. You want to support UWF, definitely go to that. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. That's April the 15th from 12 to 3. And like we were talking about before, if you just want to come out and see the campus, right?
Yes. Yes, come on out. We love to have visitors to campus. It's beautiful this time of year.
Our campus is, I think, one of our finest assets.
Absolutely.
We have 1,600 acres of beautiful natural resources. We have 40 miles of trails. People do already enjoy coming out and walking their dogs or ride their bikes or just moseying around. It's nice for me. I look out of my office. The nature trail is right behind my office, and so I see folks just sitting on the benches and soaking it all in. And that gives us a chance to showcase something that I think is one of our finest assets.
Right, absolutely. Yes, definitely. And I feel like, too, I know for me, I've lived here a long time, 17 years almost, and I didn't even know about it for a long time, though. So it's great. Like, my friend was like, hey, you want to go walk the trails at UWF? And I'm like, what? I drove onto your campus, and I'm like, this is gorgeous. It's sitting right here, and I've missed it this entire time. So don't miss out like me. Don't be like me. Go ahead. It's a beautiful time of year. It's beautiful for things like Day of Play. It's going to be, you know, you can go out, have a good time with your family. This is the time of year where you're not dying either, you know. You know, some things we have in October, and we're still sweating to death. So this time of year, it's a beautiful time of year. Get out with your family. It's time to start, you know, moving around, getting things going. And then you said you have paint, UWF blue and green. So that's all across town, did you say?
Yes. So we are going to have signs out. We're going to have all of our UWF folks dressed in their blue and green. Hopefully you'll see a big push across social media. So if you want to join us, dress up in your blue and green, all of our Argos. Really support us that day. Post your pictures on social media. We'll be posting ours, and tag us in UWF Founders Week with the hashtag UWF Founders Week.
I did see that. Join the conversation by using the hashtag UWF Founders Week. So that's two Fs, UWF Founders Week.
Our first student body selected the colors, and they did it in celebration of this area, the blue of the sky and the green of the ocean.
Aww.
And
I love
so
it.
I think that's very important. Sometimes I wonder about school colors. These I like, and they're very flattering.
Yes, they are. We can all wear them and, you know, look cute.
You'll all look good.
But, you know, I love knowing about history, so that's great. I love that. So next time I see your colors, that's what, you know.
That's what you'll know.
That's what About Founders Week is, history. Like, you know, why do we, you know, have blue and green, and what's it for, and about our community, about the history of UWF. So that's great. So now that I see that, I'm going to know. I'm going to be so proud to wear it for you. So that's great. Also, I wanted to tell you, you can share your Argo Pride. We're talking about colors. Profile pictures, cover images, posters, coloring pages. You can get that on your website.
Yes. All of that's available on our website. We have fun little gifts that you can use during Founders Week that our team has put together. So please use them. Again, tag us. We'd love to see all of our alumni and Argo fans out there supporting the university and joining us in celebrating our Founders Week.
And I had someone text in, is it the UWF Community Garden?
Oh, yes. What, is it a question about the garden?
It has a question mark, so UWF Community Garden.
Oh, my goodness. The Community Garden is a wonderful project. It is located, if you know the campus, there's a big water tower that says UWF when you get onto campus, and you park there, you see the signs to the Community Garden. This was started by our students several years ago, our honors program, and several of our faculty have pitched in and have created a garden with like real food and it is a beautiful spot, and then they donate the food to local food pantries as well.
Wow.
And so the students grow the garden, and then I always go when it's time to harvest the beets, just in case they have any leftovers hanging around, because I like them. But as it has grown and the community has partnered up with us, it is just a beautiful sight. There's a pavilion there. You could have a wedding there.
I love it.
You could have an anniversary party there. And then the students, of course, are learning about lots of things. There's an engineering part to actually doing the hardscape around the garden, and certainly cultivation, and then all in support of feeding people.
Right. I love how it's all inclusive. Yes, you know, yes. You get to learn hands-on. I'm a hands-on learner. Yeah. So, you know, you can tell me and I get it, but then when I put my hands on it, it's different. So getting them out there learning, but also giving back to the community. You know, they're doing something and it makes them feel pride. You know, when they can give back, they're like, I love this college. I love the pride that we get to give back to our community.
And the garden is expanding every year.
Oh.
So they'll have a new project. They add new aspects to it every year. So it's an evolving project that started with just sort of a bright idea that the students wanted to do.
That's awesome. And I always tell, we have the garden line on Mondays. I'm like, I have a black thumb. It's black. So they can learn young, grow their own food.
Good, good.
Remember to water things. That's all I have to say. Because I do not remember that.
That's funny.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Office of Undergraduate Research Scholars Symposium. And so you can come to this. It's an event. Mm-hmm. And they can see what the students are doing, correct?
Absolutely. And it's, again, it's just a way to showcase what the students have learned, their research. And then as Dr. Saunders was saying, it really gives them a leg up once they get in front of employers. Here's something very tangible that they've done that they have put, what they've learned, and they've put it into practice, or they've been able to articulate, here's what I've learned, here's how I'm using it to make a difference or make a change. And it's a great event. I've been every year that we've done Founders Week. It's also great practice for our students to learn how to present.
Oh, absolutely.
It to people that they're not used to presenting to, their peers. So it's a lot of fun.
There are posters there. I mean, they have displays of their work. And so as you just sort of mosey through, the students are right there to say, this is what we did. Mm-hmm. Here's what we learned. Here's what's left to learn. Here's what we want to do next with this project. And some of them will blow you away.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're really exciting projects across the university. And they're all very, very different. And so this is one that's on our Cannon Green. It's all kind of all over the campus, around the commons, the Cannon Green, which is near the library. And you can just walk around and see the displays and talk to the students as your interest leads you.
I'm a dental hygienist. I don't know if y'all know that. You probably don't. You just met me. And we had table clinics. So kind of the same thing where we had a topic. We had to create a board for it. And then we had the,
Had to explain it.
And it really does help the community about knowing about teeth or bacteria or things like that in my world. But it was great for me as a student because I could talk about it. And it helps reinforce what you're learning as you're speaking to someone about it. So it's great. It's a great opportunity for the students and for our community as well.
I think it's really important, and I hear this from our employers too, for employees to be able to condense what they know into just a very few paragraphs
right.
that a busy CEO can digest quickly. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that takes practice.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's easy to just talk on and on and on okay. and on. It is not easy to condense it to its mm-hmm. most important elements. And that's what these students are practicing at the undergraduate research fair.
Yes, I just think it's great sure. for them to get that practice, especially as they're, moving ahead. And it's nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. It's so nerve-wracking for the students. But when they're done, I know they have a lot of pride in that as well. And they're like, I did it, and I can do it again. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Yes.
So they can find all this information on uwf.edu. I have it as, can you go ahead and go over the website just so I don't say it wrong for them to find out all this information?
Sure. It's uwf.edu/Founders Week. And if you visit that, you can find all of our information related to Founders Week, dates, times, locations for all of our events. All of the events are free, so come on out. The tie-dye shirts and the treats are free while supplies last for day of play. And then you will be able to continue to purchase the shaved ice. So uwf.edu/Founders Week.
Perfect. And don't forget, wear your colors. You can post it on hashtag UWF Founders Week. And on this website, they have, you can click profile photos if you want to do that on Facebook, cover images. There's a poster you can click on and support them that way. Coloring pages for the kids, do that. I mean, if you're a teacher or maybe in K-4 and any kid's age, have them, talk about Founders Week at school this week. It's in our community. Get it out there. Tell the children, we have something coming up. Maybe they could support it in the schools. Say, hey, send this home. Yeah. This is what's going on.
We could teach them the fight song. Too.
Yes. So I would love to hear that on the radio.
That should be required in every school.
But do you have adorable coloring pages? I'm just looking at them. The library box, free library box. Is that what you have on campus?
Yes, so we're launching that today.
Oh, fun.
Our little free libraries yes. on campus, mm-hmm. and they will also be at Day of Play.
Okay, perfect. And, when I lived in a neighborhood, I had recently moved, but it's in Cantonment. We actually had one of these in our neighborhood, and it was great because you want to get out and take a walk with your family, but we could walk up to the little box and then take a book and, like you said, give a book back. And it was great because then you could just find a new book to read at bedtime or, with your child that day or with your grandchild. So go on their website. You can print off these little coloring pages for your students or, whoever. I know even where I used to work, we could have printed them off, and while we're waiting on the doctor to come in, give them a coloring page and say, hey, it's Founders Week at UWF, and, look it up, join in the fun. So that's really awesome that you have these things. And I love the fact, too, that how much you give back to the community. And you said we're going to have, let's go over a little bit just about food pantry one more time so sure. we know what to bring and when to bring it.
Sure. We accept all non-perishable food items in our food pantry as well as hygiene items. So again,
hygiene, that's great.
Students need everything, mm-hmm, right?
Absolutely.
They need canned foods, good, wholesome, hearty things, things that they can make meals with.
Soap.
Yes.
Soap.
Soap, yes. We all need soap.
And so we do have plenty of days that you can drop off some food for our Argo pantry, and
Perfect.
It goes straight to our students.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure. I love learning about it all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Argos.